situation tonight following the violent explosion today of a big Terre Haute meat packing plant is this. 10 persons are now known definitely to be dead. 6 are unaccounted for, raising fears that the death toll will be even higher. 56 workmen were injured, and of that number, most of them remain hospitalized at the city's 2 hospitals tonight. 4 of the men are in critical condition. Several others are said to be in a poor or even a serious condition. Some 100 rescue workers wearing gas masks are digging into the mountain of rubble, looking for those still trapped under tons of red brick. The area tonight reeks with deadly ammonia fumes and methane gas from broken sewer lines, which definitely add to the danger. After 10 bodies were recovered, the assistant chief of Terre Haute Detectives, Eugene Butts, said rescuers are certain 5 bodies remain buried in the plant's basement. There are very strong indications a gas leak may have caused the blast. The leaking sewer gas has reached a hazardous level in the area around the plant tonight, and smoking is banned for fear of a new explosion, and the crowds have been pushed back 1 block in all directions. The force of the explosion was so great, the bodies were thrown clear of the building into a nearby parking lot. Huge railroad boxcars at a siding by the plant were picked up and scattered about like matchsticks. The building was torn apart as if it were made of tissue paper. And among the dead is Donald W. Scott, a salesman and brother of the company's president, Robert Scott. This is Martin Plasek, WBOW Terre Haute. Now back to Tony Marvin and the world today.